Come on, somebody give him praise one more time in this house.
O alguien alábelo una vez más en la casa.
Anybody glad to be in God's house on a Wednesday night?
¿Alguien agradecido estar en la casa un miércoles?
Amen. Did anybody come with the expectation that God's going to do something in this house?
¿Alguien vino con esperanza que Dios va a hacer algo en esta casa?
Praise God. A few of us. That's okay.
Unos cuantos,
that's
pero
all
está
we
bien.
Need.
Son todo lo que necesitamos.
Praise God. I'm glad to be in God's house.
Estoy agradecido estar en la casa.
Amen. So good to be in the house of the Lord.
Es tan bonito estar en la casa de Dios.
It is especially good to be at this house. It's good to be home tonight.
Es especialmente estar en esta casa,
Amen.
En mi hogar.
We've had a deep run this month. It's been one thing after the next. We've been in South Carolina for a few weeks of revival and California first, in South Carolina for a few weeks, and then most recent, this Sunday, we were in Apopka, Florida with the Rowley family. God's doing great stuff all over the country. I'm glad to be connected with the Church of the Living God.
Hemos estado predicando en todas diferentes iglesias en todo el país.
Amen, but glad to be in this house. Let's get right into the word of the Lord.
Vamos a meternos rápidamente en la palabra de Dios.
Acts chapter 1.
Hechos capítulo 1.
If you got your Bibles, Acts chapter 1.
Si tienen su Biblia, Hechos capítulo 1.
When you got it, say amen.
Cuando están ahí, digan amén.
If you need it, say wait on me.
Si no están ahí, digan espérenme.
Acts chapter 1, we'll begin reading in verse 16.
Hechos 1, versículo 16.
Bible says, men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in the proper tongue, in their proper tongue, Akeldama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. For just a few moments, I want to preach to you on this thought, escaping the potter's field. Escaping the potter's field. If you would, put your Bibles down. Let's pray all over this house. I wonder, can we lift up our voices right now? Somebody cry out to God in the sanctuary. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your provision, oh God. We thank you for your loving kindness, God. We need a move in this house, God. Continue to do what you've been doing in this house, God. God, let us press on in revival in this service. God, let us see what you will do, God. And we won't hesitate to give you the praise. Somebody say in Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands one more time all over this house. Escaping the potter's field, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Escapando el campo del alfarero, se pueden sentar.
Jesus would start his earthly ministry and would set the clock for 3.5 years.
Jesús empezó su ministerio y puso el reloj por 3 años y medio.
He had much to accomplish as he would gather men to forsake all and follow after him.
Tenía mucho que cumplir mientras juntaba personas que lo siguieran.
These men would be called his disciples.
Estas personas que juntó se llamaban sus discípulos.
They would follow him and they would serve him and take part in the miraculous ministry of Jesus Christ.
Ellos lo siguieron a él y tomaron parte del ministerio.
He was Emmanuel, God with us.
Era Emmanuel, Dios con nosotros.
He was God manifest in the flesh.
Era Dios manifestado en carne.
And they were chosen above all men, and they were handpicked by God.
Y eran escogidos sobre todo hombres escogidos por Dios.
They had the opportunity to walk where he walked.
Tenían la oportunidad de caminar con él.
They slept where he slept.
Y dormir donde él dormió.
They ate where he ate.
Y comieron donde él comió.
As they had front row seats.
Y tenían el asiento de enfrente.
As the creator God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself.
Como el creador Dios estaba en Cristo Jesús reconciliando el mundo.
It was placed on their shoulders to take part in the same mission.
Estaba sobre sus hombros la misión que tenía Jesús.
The ministry of reconciliation.
El ministerio de la reconciliación.
As Jesus would declare.
Y como Jesús declaró.
In Luke chapter 4 and verse 18.
En Lucas 4:18.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
El Espíritu del Señor está sobre mí.
Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel
Porque
to the poor.
Me ha ungido para predicar el evangelio al pobre.
He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Me ha mandado a sanar el quebrantado.
To preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind.
Predicar liberación al cautivo y que recuperaron su vista.
To set at liberty them that are bruised.
Para poner libertad a los que están enfermos.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Predicar el año aceptable del Señor.
Everything that he preached, they were able to witness.
Todo lo que predicó, ellos lo pudieron ver.
They saw the dead raised. They saw people healed.
Ellos miraron a los muertos levantados y personas sanadas.
They saw blinded eyes open. They saw deaf ears unstopped.
Miraron ojos ciegos que pudieron ver y oídos que pueden escuchar.
They saw the demoniac at Gadara clothed and in his right mind.
Miraron el que estaba endemoniado sanado.
They saw the woman with the issue of blood reach down to touch the hem of his garment and be made whole.
Miraron la mujer con el flujo de sangre ser sanada.
They saw Lazarus come forth from the grave.
Miraron a Lázaro que salió de la tumba.
Can I stop for just a minute and let you know that the same God that did all of those miracles,
¿Podré parar por un momento y el mismo Dios que hizo todo
he's
eso,
in this room tonight.
Está en este cuarto esta noche.
I don't know what you need from God tonight.
Yo no sé qué necesitas de Dios esta noche.
But if you need deliverance,
pero si necesitas liberación,
the deliverer is here.
El que liberta está
if you
aquí.
Need healing in your body,
si necesitas sanidad en tu
there's
cuerpo,
a healer in the room right now.
Hay un sanador aquí
if
en la
you
cuarto.
Need him to make a way where there seems to be no way,
si necesitas que abra camino donde
the
no hay waymaker camino.
Is in the house right now.
El que abre caminos está en
somebody
la casa.
Ought to get excited about that.
Alguien se ha de emocionar ahorita.
You've got your back up against the wall.
Tal vez estés contra la espalda.
You don't know how you're gonna make it out.
Tal vez no sabes cómo vas a salir.
But we serve a God.
Pero servimos a un Dios.
I said we serve a God.
Dije servimos a un Dios.
That'll make a way.
Que hace un camino.
When there seems to be no way.
Donde al parecer no hay camino.
Does anybody know that God tonight?
Habrá alguien conoce a ese Dios.
Somebody ought to praise him like he can do it.
Alguien lo ha de elevar ahorita.
Somebody ought to magnify him today.
Alguien lo ha de magnificar ahorita.
We read about all the miracles in the Word of God.
Leemos de los milagros en la palabra.
But don't you ever forget that he's still the same God.
Pero no te olvides que es el mismo Dios.
And everything that they saw then, we can see now.
Y todo lo que vieron entonces
lo podemos ver ahorita. Does anybody truly believe that in the
house? ¿Habrá alguien que cree eso?
Amen. The disciples were men that witnessed Jesus up close.
Los discípulos eran personas que estaban cerquitas con Jesús.
But chosen with the 12 was a man by the name of Judas.
Pero escogido entre los 12 había un hombre que se llamaba Judas.
Contrary to popular belief, as we have the benefit to look at his story in hindsight.
Y ahorita que tenemos el beneficio de mirar a su historia que la leímos ya.
Jesus didn't make a mistake by calling Judas to follow him.
Jesús no hizo un error con llamar a Judas que lo siga.
But there was a purpose for the man Judas.
Pero había un propósito para el hombre Judas.
There was a mission for the man Judas.
Había una misión para el hombre Judas.
He had an anointing on his life.
Tenía una unción sobre su vida.
He had a calling on his life.
Tenía un llamamiento sobre su vida.
God's hand was on him just like it was on the other 12.
La mano de Dios estaba sobre él así como los otros.
Before he came forth out of the womb.
Antes que salió de la vientre.
God saw him.
Dios lo vio.
God ordained him.
Dios lo escogió.
As one of the 12.
Como uno de los 12.
As Judas was a part of the 12 disciples.
Como Judas era parte de los 12 discípulos.
Numbered with them.
Numerados con él.
Judas was able to walk with the 12.
Judas podía caminar con los
12. He communed with the 12.
Podía comunir con los 12.
He was a disciple of Christ.
Era un discípulo de Cristo.
But there was something that began to change in the man Judas.
Pero algo que empezó a cambiar en el hombre Judas.
And Christ knew at the beginning who would betray him.
Y Cristo sabía en el principio quién lo iba a traicionar.
And Jesus would reveal in John chapter 6 and verse 70.
Y Jesús lo iba a revelar en capítulo de Juan.
Have I not chosen the 12?
¿Que no yo escogí los 12?
And one of you is a devil.
Y uno de ustedes es el diablo.
The Bible says in verse 71 that he spoke of Judas Iscariot.
La Biblia en Juan dice que habla de Judas.
For he knew that he would betray him being one of the 12.
Porque él sabía que era lo traicionar porque era uno de los 12.
And Jesus understood that something was rising up in the man Judas.
Y Jesús entendía que algo estaba levantándose en ese hombre.
And even with this understanding he allowed him to stay.
Y aún con ese entendimiento permitió que se quedara ahí.
As Judas was witnessed more miracles.
Como Judas miraba más milagros.
He would listen to the greatest preacher of all time preach to the multitudes.
Y escuchó al predicador mejor de todo el tiempo.
He would retreat with him.
Y se iba con él.
As Christ would expound more perfectly the word of God.
Como Cristo hablaba más la palabra de Dios.
But time began to tick and Judas grew worse.
Pero el tiempo empezó a pasar y Judas empeoró.
As he began to fall away from the call of God.
Mientras empezó a alejar del llamamiento de Dios.
As he began to fall away from Jesus Christ.
Mientras empezó a alejar de Jesucristo.
In Matthew chapter 26 we read.
Y Mateo 26 leemos.
That there came a day when Jesus and his disciples were at Simon the leper's house.
Que vino un día donde los discípulos estaban y
Jesús. And a lady by the name of Mary Magdalene crept into the building.
En la casa de Simón y María Magdalena se vio al
Bible says that she had an alabaster box of precious ointment.
La Biblia dice que tenía una caja de aceite.
And she began to pour it on his head.
Y la empezó a poner sobre su cabeza de Jesús.
As she would wash his feet with her tears.
Mientras le lavaba sus pies con sus lágrimas.
As she would dry them with her hair.
Mientras secaba los pies con su cabello.
And the disciples were frustrated at what was happening.
Y los discípulos estaban frustrados con lo que pasó.
They would ask the question, to what purpose is this waste?
Hacían la pregunta, ¿por qué se desperdició esto?
Jesus responded to them.
Jesús respondió a ellos.
He said, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world.
Dice, donde está el evangelio predicado.
He said, I want you to preach this also.
Quiero que prediquen esto también.
That which she has done.
Lo que ella ha hecho.
It shall be told for a memorial unto her.
Será contado como un memorial.
And John said it was Judas that called it waste.
Y Juan dijo que fue Judas que lo llamó
desperdicio. John chapter 12 and verse 4.
Juan capítulo 12.
Then said one of his disciples,
luego,
Judas Iscariot.
Dijo uno de los discípulos.
Simon's son, which should betray him.
Simón, el que lo iba a traicionar.
Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?
¿Por qué no mejor vendimos esos aceites y lo vendimos al pobre?
Then he said, not that he cared for the poor.
¿Qué no dijo que quería a los pobres?
But because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein.
Pero él lo hizo porque él se robaba, era un ratero.
Judas, who was fixed on his will,
Judas que estaba enfocado en su
voluntad, had been disconnected from the will of God,
estaba desconectado de la voluntad de Dios,
completely separated from the 12,
completamente separado de los 12,
and Jesus Christ, the hope of glory,
y Jesucristo, la esperanza de
you
la
see,
gloria.
Judas lost sight of his purpose that was on his life.
Judas perdió la vista del propósito de su
as
vida.
He leaves Simon the leper's house,
mientras se va a la casa de Simón,
and he goes and meets the high priest,
y se va y encuentra al sacerdote.
And he asked him the question.
Y le hace la pregunta.
What would you give me to deliver him unto you?
¿Qué me darás para que te entregue a Jesús?
And they replied, 30 pieces of silver.
Y ellos dijeron, 30 pedazos de plata.
And Judas agrees.
Y Judas dijo que sí.
The Bible said that they were glad to give him the money.
La Biblia dice que estaban contentos darle el dinero.
And from that time on, he sought opportunity to betray him.
De ese momento buscó oportunidad para traicionar.
He was a different man.
Era un hombre diferente.
That was something that was happening in the man Judas.
Había algo que estaba pasando en el hombre Judas.
A different purpose.
Tenía un diferente propósito.
As he would walk into the Last Supper.
Como caminaba en la cena.
And find Jesus and his disciples there.
Y encontró a Jesús y sus discípulos
and
ahí.
Jesus said, one of you are going to betray me. Stay with me. We're going somewhere.
Y Jesús dijo, uno de ustedes me van a traicionar.
And Judas was there in the same room.
Y Judas estaba en el mismo cuarto.
He looked the part.
Miró, se miraba la parte.
Judas fooled the disciples to believe everything was all right.
Judas traicionó a los, engañó a los discípulos.
So the disciples begin to ask the question, Lord, is it me?
So los discípulos empezaron a preguntar, soy yo.
All of them, every one of them would ask that question.
Cada uno hizo esa pregunta.
And even Judas would ask him the question, is it me?
Y hasta Judas hizo la pregunta.
And Christ would say, whoever dips his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me.
Y Cristo dijo, el que pone sus manos conmigo aquí, este
and
me
after
traiciona.
He dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas.
Y después que puso el pan, se lo dio a Judas.
And he tells him, whatever you're going to do, do it quickly.
Y dice, lo que vas a hacer, hazlo rápidamente.
The Bible says that Satan entered into him.
La Biblia dice que Satanás entró en él.
And he finds himself in the garden called Gethsemane, Jesus does.
Y está en el jardín Jesús, en el jardín de Getsemaní.
And he's with his disciples.
Y está con sus discípulos.
And he tells them, you ought to watch and pray.
Y le dicen que tienen que mirar y orar.
Lest you fall into temptation.
Para que no caigan en tentación.
And the disciples would fall asleep every time they tried to pray.
Y los discípulos se dormían cuando paraban a orar.
Jesus would try to wake them up again.
Jesús los quería levantar otra vez.
And they would go back to sleep.
Y se iban a dormir otra vez.
But Jesus understood there was something at hand that was about to happen.
Pero Jesús entendía que algo importante iba a suceder.
As Jesus knew the hour was about to come where they would betray him.
Como Jesús sabía que ya lo iban a traicionar.
The Bible makes mention that Judas was not with them at this time.
La Biblia menciona que Judas no estaba ahí en ese momento.
But it's sure to make mention that Judas knew about the garden.
Pero sí hace que sí dice que Judas sabía del jardín.
Judas was always with Jesus.
Judas siempre estaba con Jesús.
He knew exactly where to find him.
Él sabía exactamente dónde encontrarlo.
As he made a deal with the men to betray Jesus.
Mientras hacía un trato para traicionar a Jesús.
And Judas comes walking in with the multitude of men.
Y Judas viene viene caminando con la multitud.
And they've got swords and they've got all types of things to come and seize Christ.
Y tienen espadas y cosas para agarrar a Jesús.
And he kisses Jesus.
Y le da un beso a Jesús.
And that signified the sign that he told him.
Y eso es el señal que le dijo.
That the one that I kiss is the one that you ought to take.
Que el que yo beso es el que te van a llevar.
And Jesus calls him friend.
Y Jesús le llama amigo.
He said, "Why forth are thou come?"
Dice, ¿por qué has venido?
And they seize Jesus.
Y agarran a Jesús.
And they take him away to a place.
Y se lo llevan a un lugar.
And they were going to discard of his life.
Y iban a quitarle su vida.
And we find the man Judas.
Y encontramos al hombre Judas.
The next morning, he's wrestling with what he's just done.
La siguiente mañana pelea con
he's
lo que acaba de hacer.
He's wrestling with what just happened in this moment.
Pelea con lo que acaba de pasar en este
and
momento.
He's trying to figure out how can I make this right.
Y quiere averiguar cómo lo puedo arreglar.
As he has to deal with the weight of his decision.
Mientras tiene que cargar esa decisión.
As regret would fill his heart.
Mientras el rencor llena su corazón.
Judas would come with the money that he had received for Jesus.
Jesús, Judas viene con el corazón
and he would
que
take
recibió.
It back to the chief priest
y agarra,
and let it down.
Agarra el dinero para llevárselo a los sacerdotes.
And he say, I have sinned.
Y dice, yo he pecado.
And that I have betrayed innocent blood.
Y he traicionado sangre inocente.
And they responded, what's it to us?
Y respondieron, ¿qué es para mí?
You've already made your choice.
Tú ya hiciste tu decisión.
In other words, you made your decision.
Y las palabras, ya hiciste tu
and Judas
decisión.
Went out, and the Bible says that he hanged himself.
Y Judas salió y se fue a colgar.
And the chief priest took the 30 pieces of silver and bought with it the potter's field.
Y los sacerdotes tomaron las 30 piezas de plata.
And historically, the potter's field was a place where a potter.
Y compraron el campo del alfarero.
Trying to mold things into what they should be.
Y ese campo es un lugar donde ponen las cosas.
He would discard the broken or damaged pieces of the pottery.
Las cosas quebradas del alfarero las echaba ahí.
That had been deemed unworthy to use again.
Las cosas que ya no sirven ahí las aventaron en ese
campo. The potter would take those as they came out of the fire.
El alfarero los tomaba cuando salían del fuego.
And after he would inspect them and look at them.
Y después de inspeccionarlos lo miraba.
And he would shake his head like this is not going to work.
Sacudía su cabeza y decía esto no va a funcionar.
And he would go to the potter's field and discard it in the potter's field.
Y iba al campo del alfarero y lo echaba fuera.
It was also known for a place.
Y también era conocido por un lugar.
Where they buried people who could not be identified.
Donde enterraban personas que no iban identificadas.
They would bury people who didn't have any family.
Enterraban personas que no tenían familia.
They would bury people who didn't have anyone to give them a proper burial.
Enterraban personas que no podían ser enterradas por dinero.
All of the unclaimed, all of the unwanted.
Todas las cosas que no eran queridas.
They would be buried in the potter's field.
Las enterraban en este campo.
The field of lost potential.
El campo de la potencial perdida.
In fact, in recent times.
Y en tiempos recientes.
There's a place that's called Hearts Island.
Hay un lugar que se llama Hearts Island.
And it's right off the shore from Manhattan on an island.
Y es por la isla de cerquitas de Manhattan.
And it was bought in 1868.
Y fue comprado en 1868.
For $75,000.
Por $75,000.
And it became the place.
Y se hizo el lugar.
Or as they would call it, the island of the dead.
O como ellos lo llaman la isla de los muertos.
101 acres outside of Manhattan.
101 acres en el lado de Manhattan.
It was ran by the Department of Corrections from Labor.
Fue por el Departamento de Corrección.
From Rikers Island.
De la esa isla.
And it was a place where they would bury.
Y era un lugar donde enterraban.
The unwanted, the unclaimed.
Todo lo que no querían, lo que no tenían
clamor. They would bury stillborn babies there.
Enterraban a los niños.
They would take the homeless to that island and bury them there.
Enterraban a los que se morían sin hogar.
Victims of pandemics have been buried on Hearts Island.
Víctimas de pandemia fueron enterrados ahí.
And many were buried without anyone knowing where they were.
Y muchos fueron enterrados sin saber en dónde están.
Hearts Island was not known to the public until 2020.
Hearts Island no fue conocido hasta 2020.
152 years.
Y por 152 años.
People were dumped here.
Las personas fueron enterradas aquí.
There was a lady.
Había una mujer.
She had a newborn baby.
Tenía un recién nacido.
And it was about 40 years ago.
Hace 40 años.
And after those 40 years, I mean, it was about 40 years ago.
Y había pasado como 40 años.
And that baby got sick in the hospital right after she delivered it.
Ese niño se enfermó en el hospital.
And they sent her home because there was going to be a long rehab process.
Y lo mandaron a la casa porque iba un proceso largo.
And they gave her a call and said, "There's something going on with your baby."
Y le dieron una llamada y dice, "Algo está pasando
con tu bebé."
You've
got to get here as soon as you can.
Tienes que llegar rápidamente.
And so frantically she leaves where she was and she tries to get to that hospital.
So se va con rapidez para llegar al hospital.
But there was a blizzard. There was a snowstorm. She couldn't get there.
Pero había una tormenta de hielo que no podía llegar ahí.
And a couple days passed by and she didn't get a call because she didn't have any service.
Y unos días pasaron y no llegó la llamada.
And she was desperately
servicio.
Trying to get to her baby.
Y estaba desesperada para arribar a su bebé.
And she pulled up to that hospital.
Y llegó al hospital.
And she asks, "Where is my child?"
Y pregunta, ¿dónde está mi bebé?
They said, "I'm sorry, but your child is dead."
Y dicen, discúlpame, pero tu hijo está muerto.
She said, "Well, where's the baby's body?"
Dice, ¿dónde está el cuerpo del bebé?
And they said, "You know, you signed a waiver that said that we can discard."
Y dicen, firmaron un papel que podemos echar al bebé.
And because you signed your signatures, your baby's already buried.
Y porque lo firmaste, ya enterraron el bebé.
And she didn't know where her baby was.
Y ella no sabía dónde estaba su bebé.
At that point in time, nobody talked about Hearts Island.
En ese punto en la historia, nadie
hablaba de esa historia. Most of the public didn't even know that it existed.
El público ni sabía que existía esa isla.
It was this island that was worked by these inmates.
Era una isla que estaba trabajado por los presos.
Hidden from the view of the bustling streets of Manhattan.
Escondido de la vista de la ciudad popular.
Where they would discard people that didn't have any family.
Donde echaban personas sin familia.
And they would discard people that didn't have any friends.
Y echaban personas que no tenían amigos.
And they would discard anybody that was unwanted.
Y echaban todos los que no eran queridos.
And at Hearts Island, nobody had a tombstone.
Y en Hearts Island, nadie tenía una roca, una
tumba. As these prisoners that were disconnected from these people.
Porque estos prisioneros estaban desconectados del pueblo.
Throw them into their graves.
Y los aventaban en la tumba.
They call Hearts Island.
Le llaman a Hearts Island.
Modern day Potter's Field.
Un campo de alfarero.
It's one of
moderno.
The largest Potter's Field cemeteries in the world.
Es uno de los cementerios más grandes en el mundo.
And it is a place that represents lost potential.
Y es un lugar que representa la potencial perdida.
They say that when you go to a cemetery,
dicen que cuando vas a un panteón,
that the tombstone is a place where there are stories that are being told.
Que en la tumba hay historias que están contando.
Because when you read the name, there is a life that is lived behind the name.
Porque cuando lees el nombre, hay una vida detrás de ese nombre.
And there are many stories to tell.
Y hay muchas historias que contar.
But when you go to Hearts Island,
pero cuando vas a Hearts Island,
you don't even get a description of who they were.
Ni siquiera te dice quién fue.
You don't even get a description of what they were.
Ni siquiera te dice qué fueron.
There's no stories that can be told.
No hay historias que pueden ser contadas.
It's a place of loss.
Es un lugar de potencia perdida.
It took the lady 40 years to figure out where her baby was buried.
Le tomó 40 años para averiguar dónde estaba su bebé.
This is a tragedy.
Esta es una tragedia.
This is a desperate situation.
Esta es una situación desesperada.
Lives created with purpose ended up on Hearts Island.
Lo que Dios creó con propósito llegó
a
esa isla.
A field of lost potential.
Un campo de potencial perdido.
No names, no way to identify, no families around.
No hay nombres, no hay manera de identificar.
As they were laid to rest.
Mientras los ponían ahí.
And Judas finds himself.
Y Judas se encuentra.
In the potter's field.
En el campo del alfarero.
A man called by God.
Un hombre llamado por Dios.
A man with destiny and purpose on his life.
Un hombre con destino y propósito en su
vida.
A man
that was chosen to be part of the 12 disciples.
Un hombre escogido para ser de los 12.
Laid in a field of wasted potential.
Estando en un campo con el potencial perdido.
He threw away what could have been.
Aventó lo que pudo ser.
To many, one of the most gripping questions is.
Para muchos la pregunta es.
What could have been of Judas if he fulfilled what God had called him to do?
Que hubiera sido de Judas si hubiera cumplido lo que Dios.
How could one so close to Jesus end up in a field of wasted potential?
¿Cómo uno tan cerquita a Jesús puede llegar a
ese
lugar?
How could one of the 12 fall so far?
¿Cómo se puede caer uno de los 12?
Because Judas got to a place.
Porque Judas llegó a un lugar.
It became all about Judas.
Donde se convirtió todo de Judas.
Instead of a nevertheless moment, it was not thy will.
En vez de un momento que no mi voluntad.
But it became my will be done.
Se convirtió en la voluntad de él.
He opposed Christ in every way.
Él se opuso a Cristo en todo.
Both dealt with souls.
En almas.
Jesus bought souls.
Jesús ganaba almas.
While Judas sold souls.
Y Judas vendía almas.
Both hang on a tree.
Los dos fueron colgados en un árbol.
The blood of Jesus paid for the sins of the world.
La sangre de Jesús pagó el pagado.
And the blood of Judas paid for the potter's field.
Y la sangre de Judas compró el campo.
While Jesus called his anointing with expensive perfume a memorial.
Mientras Judas llamó la unción del aceite.
Judas called it waste.
Judas lo llamó desperdicio.
Oh, the irony of this statement.
La ironía de estas frases.
As Judas falls headlong.
Mientras Judas se cae.
In a field of wasted potential.
En un campo donde está desperdiciado.
And when his search was all said and done.
Y cuando estaba todo ya hecho.
He didn't even end up with what he thought he wanted.
Ni siquiera terminó con lo que quería.
I come to preach to somebody on a Wednesday night.
Le vengo a predicar a alguien el miércoles en la noche.
And I just come to let somebody know.
Y le vengo a decir a alguien.
Don't you end up in the potter's field tonight?
No llegues al campo del alfarero.
Don't you end up in a field of wasted potential?
No llegues a ese campo de potencial perdido.
Don't you end up in a place where we ask the question?
No llegues a un lugar donde hacemos la pregunta.
What could have been of their lives?
¿Qué hubiera sido de su vida?
What could have been of their situation?
¿Qué hubiera sido de la situación?
Where did God want to take them?
¿Dónde Dios lo quería llevar?
What destiny did God
¿Qué destino tenía por ellos?
It's the potter's field.
Es el campo del alfarero.
The field of lost potential.
El campo del potencial perdido.
Every one of us is created with a purpose.
Cada uno tiene un propósito.
And every one of us is created with a mission.
Cada uno es creado con misión.
And on the inside of each and every individual, yeah, under the sound of my voice,
adentro
there
de cada individuo de, abajo de mi voz,
this thing called potential.
Hay esta cosa llamada potencial.
And there is something that you were created for.
Y hay lo que fuiste creado tú.
But what happens in life,
pero lo que pasa en la vida,
is that we get like Judas sometimes.
Es que nos pasa como Judas.
And it's easy for us to just say, Judas, what are you thinking?
Y es fácil decir, Judas, ¿qué piensas?
But you gotta understand that with humanity.
Pero tienes que entender con humanidad.
We all have something on the inside of us.
Todos tenemos algo adentro.
Where we can be like Christ.
Donde podemos ser como Cristo.
But we also have something on the inside of
Pero
us.
También tenemos algo adentro.
Where we can be just like Judas.
Que podemos ser igual como Judas.
So before you turn up your nose today at the man Judas.
So antes que le eches culpas a Judas.
You gotta ask yourself the question
te tienes
today.
Que hacer la pregunta.
Am I maximizing my potential?
Estaré haciendo todo
Am
lo que
I
puedo?
Being everything that God created me to
Estoy
be?
Haciendo todo lo que Dios me llamó.
Am I walking in the ways that God would have me walk?
Está caminando en los caminos
Am
de Dios.
Doing what God created me to do.
Estoy haciendo lo que Dios me creó hacer.
I come to tell somebody on a Wednesday night.
Le vengo a decir a alguien esta
that
noche.
Tonight is a good night to get about the business of God.
Que esta es una buena noche para enfocarte.
Tonight is a good night to get about your purpose.
Y enfocarte
tonight
en el propósito.
Is a good night to get about the calling
una
of God.
Una buena noche para el llamamiento de Dios.
Judas laid.
Judas.
In the potter's field.
Estaba en el campo del alfarero.
Field of wasted potential.
Un campo donde el potencial estaba
we
perdido.
We can spend time about what Judas could have been.
Puedes hablar de lo que él iba a ser.
Some people always say they juxtapose Judas to the other disciples.
Algunos hablan de él y hablan de los otros discípulos.
And to Peter.
Y a Pedro.
And those situations are kind of similar.
Y las situaciones son similares.
Because it was at the same time that they both made the mistake that they made.
Porque era al mismo tiempo que los dos hicieron el mismo error.
But the difference between the man Judas and the man Peter.
Pero la diferencia entre Pedro y a Judas.
Is Peter made up in his mind.
Es que Pedro decidió en su mente.
That I'm not going to die in the potter's field.
Que no voy a morir en el campo del alfarero.
But I'm going to get myself up.
Pero me levantaré.
I'm going to dust myself off.
Y me sacudiré.
And I'm going to get about the business that God created me
y me
to
enfocaré
do.
En lo que Dios me hizo hacer.
I just come to tell somebody, you got to get on board today.
Yo le vengo a decir a alguien esta noche.
There is a destiny that's on your life.
Hay un destino sobre tu vida.
There is a calling that's on your life.
Hay un llamamiento en tu vida.
There is a plan that God has.
Hay un algo que tienes que hacer.
We find the man Judas.
Encontramos el hombre Judas.
As he would call the ointment that she would pour.
Mientras llama el aceite que la mujer derramó sobre la cabeza de Jesús.
He would call it waste.
Él la llamó desperdicio.
And he began to live his life further than that.
Y empezó a vivir su vida más alejado de eso.
And eventually he would end up in a field of wasted potential.
Y luego llegó a un campo del potencial desperdiciado.
No tombstone.
No tenía tumba.
Nobody there at his burial.
Nadie allí en su entierro.
Nobody there at his death.
Nadie allí en su muerte.
Nobody standing around telling stories of what greatness he had done.
Nadie contando historias de lo que él hizo.
Not his children standing around him telling him, Daddy, you did it.
No sus hijos estando ahí diciendo
you ran a great race.
Que tú tuviste una buena
you
carrera.
Finished your course.
Terminaste el curso.
But Judas all by himself.
Pero Judas estaba solo.
He lay there lifeless body.
Estaba ahí sin vida.
In the potter's field.
En el campo del alfarero.
I just come to snatch somebody from the potter's field tonight.
Yo vengo a sacar alguien de ese campo.
I just come to let you know tonight.
Yo te vengo a decir esta noche.
Don't you look past this service tonight.
No vayas pase de servicio.
But there is a God that is reaching for you.
Pero hay un Dios que te está alcanzando.
There is a God that is calling you again.
Hay un Dios que te está llamando
There's
otra
a
vez.
God that's letting you know.
Hay un Dios que te está dejando
Don't
saber.
You waste your life.
No desperdices tu vida.
Judas, like Saul,
Judas,
who was called by God,
fue llamado por Dios,
who had high hopes, God had high hopes for him.
Y Dios tenía gran esperanza por él.
Head and shoulders above the men.
Tenía, era sombra,
At first, Saul thought he wasn't qualified to be the king.
Y él era calificado.
And he was right. He wasn't qualified to be the king.
No era calificado para ser el rey.
And can I tell you today that you're not qualified to do whatever God is calling you to do?
Y te puedo decir, no estás calificado
tú
para hacer.
But we serve a God.
Pero servimos a un Dios.
I said we serve a God on a Wednesday night.
Dije, servimos un Dios esta noche.
That's not worried about what your power is.
Que no está preocupado en tu poder.
He's not worried about what you can do with your own hands.
No está preocupado por lo que puedes hacer.
But we serve a God.
Pero servimos a un Dios.
That will give you everything that you need.
Que te da todo lo que necesitas.
In order to walk in your calling.
Y caminarás en tu
in
llamamiento.
Order to walk in your purpose.
Y caminarás en tu
in
propósito.
Order to walk in the victory that God is calling.
Y caminarás en la victoria que Dios tiene.
We find Saul.
Y miramos a Saúl.
Hiding among the stuff.
Escondido entre las cosas.
He's trying to hide from the call of God.
Se quiere esconder del llamamiento de Dios.
When God finally found him, God wanted to let him know.
Cuando Dios lo encuentra, le quiere saber.
I want to do something great in your life.
Dice, yo quiero hacer algo
grande
en tu vida.
I have chosen you.
Yo te he escogido a ti.
I have called you out.
Te he llamado fuera.
And I want to do something big in your life.
Y quiero hacer algo grande en tu vida.
And as time went on, the Bible says that Saul slayed his thousands.
Y mientras el tiempo pasó, Saúl mató
and
sus
Saul
mil.
Saul did great things for God.
Y Saúl hizo grandes cosas para Dios.
But somewhere along the way.
Pero algún lado en el camino,
the man Saul got lost sight of God.
El hombre Saúl perdió vista de Dios.
And it became about him.
Y se hizo de él.
And he said, I don't want to do God's will.
Y dice, no quiero hacer la voluntad
but
de Dios.
I want to do my will.
Quiero hacer mi voluntad.
And in those moments and in those times,
y en esos momentos, en esos tiempos,
Saul found himself slipping further and further away from God.
Saúl se encontró alejándose más y más
and
de Dios.
Further and further away from what God had called him to be.
Y más lejos de lo que Dios le llamó a hacer.
And we find Saul
y encontramos a Saúl
on the battlefield
en la batalla
where Saul has known great victory.
Donde Saúl no tiene gran victoria.
And Saul knew what it was to walk with God and to know that he was on the winning side.
Saúl sabía caminar con Dios y tener la victoria.
But when Saul lost sight of the things of God,
pero cuando perdió la vista de Dios,
he's on the battlefield and the enemy is wreaking havoc on the army of God.
Está en la batalla y el ejército está perdiendo.
And Saul tells his armor bearer,
Saúl le dice al que lo cuida,
he says, kill me.
Dice, mátame.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
Oh, como han caído los andos.
Armor bearer said, no, I'm not going to kill you.
Y él dijo, no lo va a matar.
And Saul takes his own sword.
Saúl agarra su espada.
The Bible says that he falls on his own sword.
La Biblia dice que se cae sobre su propia espada.
The first king of Israel.
El primer rey de Israel.
Chosen by God.
Escogido por Dios.
I'm talking to some chosen people tonight.
Le estoy hablando a un pueblo escogido esta noche.
I'm talking to people that have destiny and purpose on your life and you know it.
Estoy hablando a alguien que tiene destino en su vida y lo sabes.
I'm talking to people that remember the conversations that God has had with you.
Estoy hablando a alguien que tiene la conversación
en mente. I'm talking to people that know what it is to talk to God.
Personas que saben lo que es hablar con Dios.
I'm talking to people that know what it is to hear the voice of God.
Personas que saben la voz de Dios.
To know that God has something great for you to do in this earth.
Y saben que Dios tiene algo grande para ti.
Saul, the great king,
el gran rey,
fell on his own sword.
Se cayó sobre su propia espada.
Bible says that his sons died too.
La Biblia dice que sus hijos murieron.
The enemy came back and they took Saul's body.
Y el enemigo vino y le quitó el
cuerpo. God, my God, and they fastened it to the wall.
Y lo amarraron a la pared.
The great king Saul.
El gran rey Saúl.
Fastened on the wall of his enemy.
Amarrado en la pared de sus enemigos.
In other words,
en otras palabras,
we find the man Saul.
Encuentras al hombre Saúl.
In the proverbial potter's field.
En el campo del alfarero.
No matter the accomplishment that he had.
No importa lo que hizo.
No matter the great feats that he had done.
No importa lo que logró.
His body hang on the wall of his enemy.
Su cuerpo estaba en la pared de los enemigos.
Perhaps as pastor has preached to us before.
Tal vez como el pastor predicó antes.
He was a trophy of hell.
Era un trofeo del infierno.
And he's hanging on the wall of his enemy.
Y estaba colgado sobre la
and
pared.
It was never the intention of God.
Y nunca era la intención de Dios.
For the first king of Israel.
Para que el primer rey de Israel.
To hang on the wall of his enemy.
Fuera colgado en la pared.
But when it becomes about you, and then I mention you.
Cuando se trata de ti, de ti.
You'll find yourself fastened to the wall of your enemy.
Encontrar en la pared del enemigo.
And you'll find yourself laying lifeless.
Y te encontrarás sin vida.
In a potter's field.
En un campo de alfarero.
A field of wasted potential.
Un campo de potencial perdido.
I'm trying to wake something up in somebody under the sound of my voice.
Yo
tonight,
quiero despertar a alguien esta noche.
That you feel like, man, my life has been a failure up until this point.
Que te sientes como un fracaso hasta este punto.
And I have wasted my life.
Y he desperdiciado mi vida.
And I'm laying in a heap of wasted potential.
Y estoy en la potencial perdida.
And I'm laying down in the potter's field.
Y estoy acostado en el campo del alfarero.
It's the already but not yet.
Es el que ya mero pero no todavía no.
It's the concept.
Es el concepto.
That something is already taking place.
Que algo ya está pasando.
But it's not already in fulfillment yet.
Pero no se ha cumplido todavía.
And so it's the moments in between.
So son los momentos entre sí.
It's not when Judas is laying in the potter's field.
No es cuando Judas está en el campo.
But it's the moment that he brings the money bag back.
Pero es el momento que trae la moneda.
And he turns around and he tries to make his way back.
Y quiere regresarse para atrás.
It's that moment where he had a moment in time.
Es el momento donde tuvo un tiempo
Jesus
en la vida.
Jesus up until the end of his life.
Jesús hasta el final de su vida.
Was still reaching for the man Judas.
Aún estaba alcanzando a Judas.
As he called him friend.
Mientras le dijo amigo.
He's desperately trying to drag Judas.
Desesperadamente quiere agarrar a Judas.
Out of the potter's field that he was already laying in.
Fuera del campo del alfarero que ya estaba.
But Judas makes the decision.
Pero Judas hace la decisión.
And he brings the money bag back.
Y trae el dinero para atrás.
And he realizes at the end of the day.
Y se da cuenta al final del día.
This is not what I really wanted.
Esto no era lo que realmente quería.
This is not what I really bargained for.
Este no era lo que yo negocié.
I'm standing here and I'm holding 30 pieces of silver.
Estoy aquí agarrando la plata.
And I've just betrayed the greatest man to ever walk the face of the earth.
Y acabo de traicionar al hombre más grande en la tierra.
It's the moment where he puts the bag down.
Es el momento que pone el dinero abajo.
The moment between where he puts the bag down.
Y el momento cuando pone la bolsa abajo.
And where he hangs himself in the potter's field.
Y donde se cuelga.
I come to preach to somebody that's where you are right now.
Le vengo a predicar a alguien, ahí es donde estás.
It's after the mistakes.
Es después de los errores.
It's after the failure.
Es después del fracaso.
It's after you feel like you have lost everything.
Es después que sientes que ya perdiste todo.
It's after you feel like you're already laying in a potter's field.
Es después que ya te sientes que ya estás
and
ahí.
There is no hope for your life.
Y no hay esperanza para tu vida.
But I come to preach to somebody on a Wednesday night.
Pero yo le vengo a predicar a alguien esta
and
noche.
Let you know if you still got breath in your body.
Si tienes aliento en tu cuerpo.
You can escape the potter's field.
Tú puedes escapar ese campo.
You can get up from where you are.
Te puedes levantar de donde estás.
And you can say, God, I know I haven't done it like I should have done.
Y puedes decir, Dios, yo voy para atrás.
But I'm going to get myself up today.
Pero me voy a levantar hoy.
I'm going to dust myself off.
Me voy a sacudir.
And I'm going to follow after your call.
Y seguiré tu llamamiento.
I come to preach to people right now.
Le vengo a predicar a alguien.
That you feel like you're already laying in a potter's
que te sientes que ya estás en el campo es.
Life is not over yet.
La vida no se ha acabado
but
todavía.
The enemy has whispered in your ear and
pero
told you that life is over for you.
El enemigo te ha llamado y te ha echado mentiras.
And he told you that you're never going to be anything in the kingdom of God.
Y te dice que no vas a hacer nada en el reino.
Too much time has been swept under the rug.
Mucho tiempo ya ha pasado.
There's nothing else that God can do for you as you lie.
No hay nada más que Dios puede hacer ya
in
para
the potter's field.
En el campo del alfarero.
As you lie in the field of wasted potential.
Mientras estás en ese campo perdido.
And I'm talking to people tonight.
Le estoy hablando a alguien esta noche.
That you ask yourself the question.
Y te haces la pregunta.
How can I escape the potter's field?
¿Cómo podré salir de este campo?
You ask yourself the question tonight.
Te haces la pregunta esta noche.
How can I get up from where I've been?
¿Cómo podré levantarme donde estoy?
And walk towards what God has put on the inside of me.
Y caminar a lo que Dios puso en mí.
How can I break out of this potter's field?
¿Cómo poder tener libertad de esto?
The word escape means.
La palabra escapar.
To break free from confinement.
Significa salir libre de control. Del control.
I come to tell somebody in this house.
Le vengo a decir a alguien en esta casa.
That the potter's field has held you captive.
Que el campo del alfarero te tiene atado.
And your mistakes have held you bound.
Y tus errores te tienen atado.
And everything about your life has been relegated to the potter's field.
Y toda tu vida ha estado en el campo
and
del alfarero.
And you feel like I can't even get away from this.
Y te sientes que no te puedes escapar.
I can't break free from the potter's field.
Y no me puedo regresar.
But I come to tell you on a Wednesday night.
Pero le vengo a decir a alguien esta noche.
That the devil is a liar.
Que el diablo es mentiroso.
You can break free tonight.
Tú puedes tener libertad.
You can say I'm not sitting here anymore.
Puedes decir ya no me voy a quedar aquí.
I'm not staying in my dilemma.
Y ya no me voy a quedar aquí en
I'm
el dilema.
I'm not dying in my mess.
Yo no voy a estar en este problema.
But I gotta get up out of the potter's field.
Yo me voy a levantar de aquí.
That potter's field knows how to get a grip on people.
El campo del alfarero te sabe agarrar.
Knows how to connect you, how to get connected to you.
Sabe cómo conectarte contigo.
It knows how to hold you in solitary confinement.
Y sabe cómo agarrarte solo.
You're gonna stay here for the rest of your life.
Te vas a caer por toda tu vida.
And you are never going to be able to be what God created you to be.
Y nunca vas a ser lo que Dios te creó.
And you try to take a step forward.
Y quieres tomar un paso.
And that potter's field keeps on pulling you back.
Y ese campo te jala para atrás.
And you try to get up to move.
Y te quieres levantar.
But the potter's field said, "No, you're not going anywhere."
Pero el campo te jala para atrás.
Because the potter's field has you in confinement. What's my word?
confinement.
I love the church. But the potter field has you in confinement.
Pero el campo te tiene agarrado.
And it has seized your life.
Y ha agarrado tu vida.
And it's doing everything within its power.
Y tiene todo, está haciendo todo en su poder.
To keep you from being what God has called you to be.
Para detenerte que seas lo que
puedes
ser.
But can I tell you today on a Wednesday night?
Pero te puedo decir esta noche.
That it is the will of God.
Que es la voluntad de Dios.
That you have another opportunity.
Que tengas otra oportunidad.
It is the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
That you have another chance.
Que tengas otra oportunidad.
A God
tú sirves a un Dios
that is rich in mercy.
Que es rico en misericordia.
We serve a God
servimos a un Dios
that every day when you open up your eyes,
que todos los días que abras tus ojos,
it's another day to escape the potter's field.
Es un nuevo día para salir.
It's another day to say, I'm not dying like this.
Es decir, no me voy a quedar aquí.
It's another day to say, I'm getting up out of here today.
Otro día decir, me voy a salir de aquí.
You can't hold me any longer.
No me puedes detener.
It's blind Bartimaeus.
Es el ciego.
Who's sitting down and he's on the roadside begging.
Que está sentado en la calle.
He's a blind man, so they were relegated to begging in those days.
Es un ciego, so estaba rogando.
And all he knew was how to sit there
y lo
and
único
let
que
his life drift away.
Él lo único que sabía estar sentado ahí y perder la vida.
Because society told him you have no purpose.
Porque la sociedad le dijo no tienes propósito.
And society said that your life is just going to be a waste.
Y la sociedad le dijo tu vida está desperdiciada.
The Bible says that Jesus was passing.
La Biblia dice que Jesús estaba pasando.
And blind Bartimaeus got something in his spirit.
Y ese hombre ciego agarró algo en su espíritu.
He said, Jesus,
y dijo, Jesús,
the son of David.
Hijo de David.
He said, have mercy on me.
Dijo, ten misericordia de mí.
He said, you ought to quiet down.
Y dijo, te tienes que callar.
You are going to die in your dilemma.
Te vas a morir
you
en
are
ese
going
dilemma.
To die in your situation.
Te vas a morir en la
You're
situación.
Going to be relegated to the potter's field for the rest of your life.
Estar en el campo del alfarero toda tu vida.
Bartimaeus, you're just going to be wasted potential.
Y el ciego va a estar desperdiciado.
People that look at your life are just going to say he was another waste.
La persona que mira tu vida van a decir,
nothing came of his life.
Nada sucedió de su vida.
But blind Bartimaeus said, no, 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 no.
Pero ese hombre ciego dijo, no.
He said, I'm not sitting here in this mess any longer.
Dijo, ya no me voy a quedar.
He's something inside of blind Bartimaeus.
Algo adentro de ese hombre
made him cry out yet the more.
Hizo que clamara más.
As he would declare,
mientras declaraba,
Jesus,
Jesús,
the son of David,
hijo de David,
have mercy on me.
Ten misericordia de mí.
The Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
that Jesus stood still.
Que Jesús estaba parado.
Can I tell you today that when you get sick of living the way that you're living,
que cuando estás cansado
and you
de tu
truly
vida,
begin to cry out to God in your desperation,
a clamar a Dios desesperadamente,
that God can ignore your cry,
que Dios puede, no puede ignorar
but God's going to stand still today.
Pero Dios se va a quedar parado.
I wonder if somebody in a desperate situation,
me pregunto a alguien desesperado
I wonder
ahorita,
if you'll begin to lift up your voice right
si
now.
Empiezan a levantar su voz
Come
ahorita.
On, we've got a moment here.
Y saber que lo pueden parar.
I want you to have an opportunity to cry to the Master.
Quiero que tenga la oportunidad esta
Jesus
noche.
Knows where you are.
Jesús sabe dónde estás.
Bartimaeus said,
el hombre dijo,
I'm not staying in this situation.
No me voy a quedar aquí.
He said, I'm not going to live my life.
Dijo, no voy a vivir mi vida.
And at the end of the day,
y al final del día,
it's just a waste.
Está desperdiciado.
There's celebrities all over this world.
Hay celebridades en todo esto.
They're doing what they do at the highest level.
Estrellas haciendo lo que
There's
hacen
athletes
ellos.
That are playing the game at the highest level.
Atléticos jugando lo mejor.
There's movie stars that are the best actors.
Son estrellas que
There's
son los
people
mejores.
That are doing all of the worldly things that they do.
Personas haciendo todo
There's
el mundo.
Business owners that are killing it in business.
Hay negociantes que están ganando
They're doing
mucho dinero.
Everything that they can
y están haciendo todo lo que pueden.
To build the biggest business that they've ever seen.
Para hacer el negocio más grande
There's
que han visto.
People that we would look at and we would say, You are successful.
Hay personas que miramos y dice, tú tienes éxito.
And you are living out your purpose.
Y tú estás viviendo tu propósito.
There are singers in this world.
Hay cantantes en este
and
mundo.
And they can sing, they can sing.
Y ellos pueden cantar.
And when they begin to sing,
y cuando empiezan a cantar,
you would say they should have put that in the church.
Dice, se lo hubieras puesto en la iglesia.
But they've used all of that talent.
Pero usan ese talento
on other things.
En otras cosas.
I come to tell you today
Le vengo a decir este día,
that at the end of the day
que al final del día,
when the rubber meets the road
cuando el momento viene ya,
they've got to stand face to face with God
y tienen que encontrar a Dios.
And if they haven't done business with God
y si no negociaron con Dios,
they're going to hear depart from me ye that work
Van a escuchar, apártense de mí.
And in that moment,
y en ese momento,
they're discarded to the potter's field.
Son echados en el campo del alfarero.
I don't want my life to be like that.
Yo no quiero que mi vida sea así.
Can I tell you that there's many things that you can put your hands to?
Te puedo decir que hay muchas cosas que puedes hacer.
But at the end of the day,
pero al final del día,
the master's going to look at you.
El maestro te va a mirar.
And he's going to make an assessment of your life.
Y va a decidir una decisión en tu vida.
He's not going to talk about how great you are in business, Brother Terrell.
No hablar de tus éxitos en el negocio.
He's not going to talk about all the other accomplishments that you accomplished.
No hablar de todos los otros logros o metas.
But he just wants to know.
Pero él quiere saber.
Did you do what I created you to do?
¿Hiciste lo que yo te
creí que fueras? Did you become what I created you to be?
¿Hiciste lo que yo te creí
que fueras? Did you live a life poured out unto me?
Así tú te derramaste ante mí.
That's the type of life I want to live.
Esa es la clase de vida que quiero ser yo.
I'm not afraid of death in this house.
No tengo miedo de la muerte en esta casa.
I've been around death.
Ha estado alrededor de la muerte.
I've seen death up close.
Visto la muerte cerquitas.
And death doesn't fear me.
Y la muerte no me tiene miedo.
But can I tell you tonight?
Pero te puedo decir algo esta noche.
That Jermaine Irvin is terrified.
Que Jermaine Irvin tiene miedo.
Of standing in front of God.
De estar parado ante Dios.
And living a life unactualized.
Y vivir una vida sin actualizar.
I'm afraid.
Tengo miedo.
That I've got to stand in front of the master.
Que tengo que estar parado enfrente del maestro.
After I threw his will on the side of
después
my
que
life.
Aventé su voluntad a un lado.
And after I put my will on the forefront.
Y después que puse mi voluntad
and
enfrente.
I got to stand face to face with God.
Y tengo que mirar a Dios.
As he's looking for an account of my life.
Mientras está mirando sobre mi vida.
And I know without a shadow of a doubt.
Y yo sé sin ninguna duda.
That he's going to say, depart from me.
Que él va a decir, apártate de mí.
Ye that work iniquity.
El que obra iniquidad.
My God, God's been working me over with this word.
Dios me ha estado hablando con esta palabra.
Because I know I don't want to be the person.
Porque no quiero ser la persona.
That at the end of my life.
Que al final de mi vida.
I've gained the whole world.
He ganado todo el mundo.
And I've lost my soul, new life.
Y perdí mi alma.
I just come to encourage somebody tonight.
Yo le vengo a animar a alguien.
That if you're in the potter's field.
Que tal vez estás en el campo.
That there is a way of escape.
Pero hay manera de escapar.
There is a way to get up from where you are.
Hay manera de salir de donde
there
estás.
Is a way to walk towards the destiny that God
hay
has.
Manera de caminar al destino de Dios.
Come to the music. I'm done preaching.
Ven a la música y acabé.
The way you escape the potter's field.
La manera que escapas el campo.
Is you take that will of yours.
Es que tomas la voluntad tuya.
And you bend it.
Y la doblas.
You bend it to God's will.
La doblas a la voluntad
de Dios.
The
way you escape the potter's field.
Así como escapas el campo.
Is that you live a life of repentance.
Es que vives una vida de arrepentimiento.
You know what repentance does?
¿Sabes lo que hace el arrepentimiento?
You say absolutely. That's elementary.
Dice absolutamente eso más simple.
Repentance is me telling God or turning away from my sin.
Arrepentimiento es yo alejándome del pecado.
And I would say that you're right.
Y te diría que estás correcto.
But what repentance also is.
Pero lo que arrepentimiento también es.
Is turning my back on my will.
Es me estoy volteando de mi voluntad.
And pursuing the will of God.
Y estoy siguiendo la voluntad de Dios.
Stand with me all over this house.
Párense en la casa.
There's people under the sound of my voice.
Hay personas bajo mi voz.
That you sit up at night and you wonder.
Que se paran en la noche.
What would it be like?
Y preguntan qué se fuera.
If I follow him fully.
Si lo sigo completamente.
You have dreams.
Tienes sueños.
Of walking in that call that God has called you to.
De caminar en el llamamiento que Dios
you
te
have
llamó.
Visions.
Tienes visiones
of yourself operating in what God called you to do.
De que estás operando en lo que Dios te hizo.
There's moments if we're honest in this house tonight.
Hay momentos si somos honestos en esta casa.
That you wonder what life would truly be like.
Que te preguntas qué sería la vida.
If I really followed after God.
Si seguiría realmente a Dios.
If I really said God, I surrender my will.
Si digo Dios, te doy mi voluntad.
And I'm going to do everything in my power.
Y voy a hacer todo en mi poder.
To pursue after your will.
Para seguir tu voluntad.
Hands lifted all over this house.
Las manos levantadas.
I wonder, can we pray right now? I want somebody to lift up your voice. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Come on, God's dealing with somebody right now.
Dios está tratando con alguien.
Lift up your voices in this house right now. Cry out to
him.
Jesus is here right now. I'm talking to somebody right now that you feel like you're in the potter's field.
Te estoy hablando que sientes.
And it's held you captive for a long time.
Que estás en el campo atorado.
God's calling somebody to get up today.
Dios está llamando que te levantes.
God's calling somebody to break out today.
Dios quiere que te libertes.
God's calling somebody to be what he's called you to be.
Que seas lo que Dios te llamó.
Come on, these altars are open right now. They're about to sing.
El altar está abierto, van a cantar.
And I want somebody to make up in your mind today.
Y quiero que alguien haga una decisión.
That it's not going to be like this tomorrow.
Que no va a ser así mañana.
That I'm making a decision on a Wednesday night.
Estoy haciendo una decisión esta noche.
That I'm escaping the potter's field.
Que me voy a salir de aquí.
I'm going to walk in my purpose.
Caminaré en mi propósito.
I'm going to walk in my calling.
Voy a caminar en mi llamamiento.
I'm going to walk in my high places.
Voy a caminar en mis lugares.
The devil's not going to have me bound anymore.
El diablo no me va a atar.
But I'm going to pursue after God's will.
Pero seguiré a Dios.
Come on, somebody pray in this house right now.
Alguien ora en esta casa.
Not holding back my praise from you. You are everything, everything. I'll give all of me, not holding back my praise.
Come on,
from
I want to hear him say, well done.
Quiero escuchar,
I want to hear him say, well done tonight.
Bien hecho.
Somebody answer the call right now.
Alguien responda esa llamada.
Somebody let them know tonight.
Alguien déjelo saber esta noche.
I'm gonna answer your call, God.
Voy a responder, Dios.
I'm gonna pursue your will.
Voy a seguir tu voluntad.
I'm gonna walk in everything that you've called me to.
Quiero caminar en todo lo que me has llamado.
Come on, church, let's pray. Find somebody to pray with right now.
Oh, póngase a orar ahorita.
Too late in this house. It's not too late. You still got breath in your body. God can restore you today. God can heal your heart today. You can still do the work of God. You can still be what God has called you to be.